this time last week, we were neck deep in anticipation and expectation for the beginning of the second year of Foothills Day Camp. At least many of us were. 40 teenagers were making their way to Grace, due to arrive at 1 p.m., and 55 6 to 11-year-olds were not far behind. Had every I been dotted, every T crossed? What detail had been overlooked? What glaring need forgotten? With an endeavor as big as Foothills Day Camp, there are all sorts of moving parts which require much attention to organization and detail. Slackers need not apply for this endeavor. Foothills Day Camp is not for the couch potato nor the lounge lizard. It's hot and sweaty, loud and rowdy, moving and shaking, and rarely still for more than 5 minutes at any time. Last Sunday, we were given our edict, our marching orders, the game plan. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Do this, Jesus said. Don't just think it, plan it, ponder it, know it. Do it. And we did. We did it. We bought and organized t-shirts and bathing suits, beach towels and goggles, backpacks and water bottles. We contributed for pickles and hot dogs and bounce houses and water slides. We painted cardboard and put a gazillion pounds of snack mix in bags. We put on band-aids on boo-boos and names on name tags. We grilled, cooked, we hugged, we loved. We drove buses and sang songs and wrote prayers of encouragement. We swam in the pool and did crazy dances. We told stories and lugged coolers. We did it. We did love. We did love so much that some of us are really dragging today. But the important part, after all, is that we did it. We loved our neighbor as ourself, actively, in a real way. The effect of our doing love did not go unnoticed. Each night, the youth staff gathered in a cabin known as the Screen Lodge to discuss the events of each day, what went well, and what could be tweaked for the next day. The comments went something like this. Making your own musical instruments was wonderful. Arts and crafts was wonderful. Dancing was wonderful. Singing was wonderful. Face painting was wonderful. The kids loved the zip line. Playing kickball was a hit. Whoever knew they could eat so many pickles? All the generous contributions and hard work paid off. Foothills Day Camp 2013 was a huge success. Yay! It could not have been better. Yay! We did it. We did love. We love our neighbor as ourselves in a very real and outward and visible way. Now we can sit back and take a deep breath, content and satisfied with the work that we have done and the way that we have loved. Yay! And then we end up here at church on the ninth Sunday after Pentecost in places that are less active during ordinary time. And we hear Jesus speak to Martha, words that seem contradictory to his words to the inquisitive lawyer just last Sunday. Just last Sunday, Jesus told the inquisitive lawyer to do what he had learned. Don't just know the law, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. But do it. Do love. But now Martha, the doer, comes to Jesus, noting that her sister is not doing, not helping, not carrying her own weight. And Jesus, much to Martha's chagrin, does not take her side. He says, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken from her. But I thought you said do, Jesus, not be. At this point, we might find ourselves confused, struggling like the breathless goldfish in that frequently looping asthma commercial. We want to follow Jesus. We want to do the right thing or be in the right place. How do we know what Jesus really wants? Are we to think, to be contemplative and inward in our prayerfulness? Or are we to do, to be active in our care and concern for others? It seems that the answer is both. That our lives as followers of Christ, as Christians, are to be both faithful in our prayer and worship, our inner spiritual life, and active in our doing of love for neighbor and self. The teacher in the Book of Wisdom, Ecclesiastes, gives this life lesson of balance by relating it to seasons. Some of you know it from the folk singer Pete Seeger, but the origin of this is the Book of Ecclesiastes in the Old or Hebrew Testament. The poetry reads as follows: "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace." Some of us would argue that there is no time for war and no time for hate. But the sentiment of this ancient teacher is not lost. Life requires balance. Life of faith requires balance. Jesus said to Martha, "You are distracted by what you are doing." He didn't say you should not be actively engaged in your hospitality. What Jesus said was, "Martha, what is it that you are focusing on? What is the focus of your attention? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. That is the commandment." If we do all the things that we do so that we can feel good about doing them, then we've missed the boat entirely. If we're checking off our list of good deeds done, then we are distracted and our attention is misaligned. Our focus should always be on Jesus, no matter the task at hand, whether it be Foothills Day Camp or Grace Church or Darwin and Reynolds Insurance or Oxford Aniston Realty or Alabama Power or Tyson Fine Wine and Things or Regional Medical Center or Donahoe School or wherever we are engaged in the world. Whether we are retired or homemakers, whatever our place outside this space, our primary focus should be on Jesus and his example for our lives. First we must be, then we can do. If we aren't tuned into Christ, then all our doing is in vain. Once again, Grace Church has done love, and we have done it very well. Now is the season to be. Now is the time for us to sit at the feet of Jesus with Mary and be fed with the knowledge and love and body and blood of Jesus so that we are strengthened to go out and do love again. Thanks be to God.